Yeah, I got a new show for y'all.
These people, man. These people are...
They misrepresent what's going on and try to make us look like the bad guys.
And these people are just court jesters. They're just clowns regurgitating any left-wing talking points. The same old dry... Man, these people make me sick to my stomach. Make me want to gag. Make me want to throw up. These people, I think it's a capacity thing. I don't think it's a bias thing. I think it's capacity. That's what I'm starting to think it is.
Yeah.
Especially this dude, Sidney. What was his name?
I don't know.
I was finna call him Sidney Poitier. It was totally disrespectful to Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. Hey, but to give it some context, what my brother's talking about, check this out.
When we're here in July of 2022,
yes,
we talked about how Florida Governor DeSantis had just filed a complaint against a bar called the R House that holds drag shows. Okay.
Yeah.
8 months later, things have only escalated. As we talk about it, you know, it's constant aggravation with this. What do you make of the fact that we're still talking about this and that it's happening in other states, too, not just Florida?
Right? Yeah, it's
there's this war against trans people,
which and LGBTQ plus people and people who are othered.
And cabaret people.
And cabaret people. It's a circle of life.
Yeah. Why are they doing it?
For power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything is about power, and you could always trace it back to the money. You say that all the time.
Yeah.
Follow the money. It's follow the money, follow the power, power at any cost. It's very hypocritical. You know, the leading cause of death in children are guns.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
They're guns.
Not even talking about guns. Yeah.
I know it's the morning and I'm not supposed to be screaming, but they're guns.
Yeah.
Not drag queens.
Not drag queens.
No.
Leave us alone.
Okay, the first thing I want to touch on about the bar situation in Florida. The reason why DeSantis is shutting down that bar or trying to take that liquor license. When you get a liquor license, they tell you this is an establishment for 18 and over. If you have
no,
kids,
it's got to be 21 and over.
Right. You can't have
you
kids.
You said 18 and over. It's 21 and over.
Okay, whatever.
It's 21.
You
correct yourself.
Yeah, I corrected myself. You corrected myself. Thank you.
It's 21 and over.
So you can't have kids in an establishment like that. Like my comedy clubs, when I have a comedy show, if you're under 18, you can't go to my comedy show. Not because I'm doing sexual stuff at my show. It's because they have a liquor license. They're selling liquor.
Yeah.
You can't have kids at a place where they're serving liquor. That's why DeSantis went after them. It has nothing to do with drag queens.
Yeah.
He don't care. It's because you got kids there.
Hey, it's time for a commercial break. Go over to MyPillow.com. It's got a big sale going. All you got to do is use discount code HARSHTWINS. He'll give you how much, Keith?
66% off.
Oh, my God. He's going to give you 66% off for your order. All you got to do, type in HARSHTWINS. You know why? Because he's white and he's Christian.
And he's a patriot.
Go over to MyPillow.com. Thank you. All right, back to the...
We're attacking the drag shows.
That you have
serving liquor around kids is not a.
No, you will lose your liquor license even if there wasn't drag queens there.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, I want to make that evident.
Yeah, what is going on with this black dude? He's got lipstick on. He's got some rouge going.
Well,
he's got his fingers painted. What is he? Is he or she? Has he made his mind up yet?
No, A-Kel.
What?
No. He's living his best life.
That's not his best life.
No. That's his life. Let him do what he wants to do.
I don't like to see him go down like that, man.
No.
He needs to pick a side, though.
No, that dude. That's,
no, man. This dude is gender ambiguous, man. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
He's androgynous.
He's androgynous looking dude.
But, Kevin, that's his life. That's freedom right there.
Well, best luck to you.
That's freedom.
But you know what? Why did you start talking about guns? We're talking about what's going on with that, with clubs, with drag shows. We are not even talking about guns. You just brought up an irrelevant topic to this issue. Because you're trying to distract from what's really going on. You keep saying it's about power. It has nothing to do with power. You're breaking the laws when it comes to liquor licenses. You can't have kids around liquor.
Yeah. You could be all white. No, but white dudes in there.
Yeah.
You got little kids in there?
Yeah.
White person going to lose his liquor license.
Yeah. Little kid come to my show. Mom and daddy drinking some beers, right? Guess what? That establishment's going to get in trouble. Not because of what I'm saying on stage. It's because of the liquor.
Yeah,
it's in the liquor license.
Okay, I want to touch on that stat about the under 18, 19 years of age, that's the leading cause of death in this country is gunfire. Okay, they're leaving out a lot of context.
They're cherry-picking the data, too.
Okay, that data that they're going to, they take out data for infants that's born with abnormalities when they're born. They take that out. That's like 2,000-3,000 deaths right there by itself.
There's and another type of what, gestation?
Yeah, yeah. It's something to do with infants and when they're born, something's wrong with them and stuff.
Abnormalities,
like that.
Birth defects. A lot of kids die by that, but they don't go with that data.
They don't go with that data. This that's not fair to pull it in with what you said, under 18 age of death. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And not only that, what else they say? 35% of the deaths are suicides.
Yeah.
And the majority of these deaths under 19, 18 years old, it's gang violence.
Yeah, but they want to make it believe like a bunch of conservatives and gun-toting conservatives that loves guns, got 50 guns in the house, that we're out here going out here killing people. Yeah. No, it's their own constituents. Their own constituency is the leading cause of why these children are dying. It's because of them, not because of the people on the right. We law-abiding citizens. We abide by the laws. It's their people that's committing all the gun violence, every last one of them. That's assuming that the leading cause of death for children are guns, which I do not think. I think they're just cherry picking the data. But if you want to shut up,
it's like accidents, right?
But if you want to assume that that is true, it's their constituents, it's their people, it's the people on the left that's causing all these.
The leading cause of death for kids is accidents.
Yeah. In my humble opinion.
No, we're not cherry picking the data. They leave out suicide.
They leave out auto accidents.
See, look, they throw in suicides when they're talking about this, the leading cause of death for people under 18.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as what's that one stat? They leave out suicide. They don't never mention like the gun deaths in this country. They leave out the fact how many suicides those are.
Right.
They make it seem like people are going out there shooting and killing people indiscriminately when majority of these gun deaths are gang violence.
Yeah. It's their people, though. It's not us. It's their people. And they want to make us feel bad about because we love the Second Amendment. We want to protect our family. The reason why we want to protect our family is because of them. They're crazy. They're killing each other. We know what's going on in the inner cities, the gang violence and all that. That's why we want to protect ourselves.
How many people die in Chicago under the age of 19 every weekend?
Yeah. A lot. The majority of these deaths are in Chicago.
Yeah. But then he said, talking about, stay away, leave us alone. Leave the kids alone. Nobody don't give a shit what y'all do.
Yeah.
We really don't. Nobody gives a shit.
It's not
because you bringing kids.
Yeah.
And you're serving alcohol and y'all doing all this sucker stuff. That's why we still don't give a shit about you. All we care about is the kids.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about Greg Queens. Nobody cares. It's you people trying to read the kids. Tell you what, instead of reading the kids, won't you go to a convalescent home and read to a bunch of old people on that deathbed? You ain't trying to do that.
No, but why? Because they ain't trying to hear that shit. But you know, a kid that's impressionable, they don't know what's
kids
going on around them.
No. Kids ain't gonna say no. An old white person, 80 years old, sitting up in a convalescent home, damn kids, and kicked them out of house because it's too damn old. They will cuss your ass out as soon as you come in there.
And another thing, I don't know why you keep calling yourselves drag queens. What is a drag queen? I know that's what you call yourself, but when it boils down to what is a drag queen, it's a sex worker. Why do a bunch of sex workers, glorified sex workers, y'all using euphemism like drag queen? Why we have a bunch of sex workers want to talk to kids?
Yeah.
I tell you why. I ain't going to say it because I want to get censored. But you know where I'm going. You know what I'm implying. Y'all know what I'm insinuating.
Y'all act like these drag queens going to go read the kids. It's got like a 9-to-5 and they like COs at banks during the week.
They're sex workers.
No, they.
Sex workers.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with being a sex worker. It's nothing totally wrong. First Amendment, I understand where you come from, but I never want to see a stripper or a porn star reading the kids with her titties hanging out. So why the hell do you want a drag queen dressed up like a damn clown reading to your kids?
I've seen drag queens reading the kids, and they opening up their legs up, and they're wearing short skirts, and you can see all them damn nuts and all that.
I've seen sex workers, these drag queens, telling kids, reading them stories, hey, you could be a drag queen. You could be just like me.
Bingo, that's why you're there talking to them.
You ain't doing it for the kids, really. Well, you're doing it for yourself. You're trying to validate your own lifestyle, and you're trying to groom these kids to be more like you. Because why? Because it confirms you. It validates you.
Yeah.
Because you haven't came to grips with what you are. You're not happy with yourself until everybody looks just like you.
Yeah, so in closing, I'm going to say this again. DeSantis would have did the same thing if it was any other group of people in there doing it.
Yeah.
You can't serve alcohol around minors. That's like, I think that's one of the,
you can't have kids going into bars.
You get your liquor license taken. That's why he did what he did. They're not attacking the gays. They're not attacking the drag queens. They're not attacking the LGBTQ community. All they,
you know what it is?
Is standing up for what's right.
You know what they're doing? They're playing political chess because they want to protect the kids. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're playing chess.
They're playing chess. Y'all, you damn sex workers, you damn drag queens playing checkers.
You know what? Ain't no drag queens showing up to no damn bar. Even if there's little kids there, there ain't no alcohol there. Y'all got to have an alcohol. Yeah. Damn good show.
People gonna burn in hell for that shit. Anyway, we got short videos, we got long videos. I don't know what else to say, man, but you people.
You go to MyPillow, he's throwing a sale. Use discount code Hogs Twins, get 6% off your pillows and sheets. Got slippers, he got stuff for your dog to sleep in. He got all kinds of, he's a patriot.
You got anything for drag queens? Maybe some pillows to sit on.
Yeah, even y'all can go over and get something. You get 6% off. Get your good pillow to lay all that damn makeup on your face and dirty up that whole damn pillow with your face.